It's now 12 minutes after 11 o'clock. Robert Gray is here performing as several conclusions. He's out and about quite a bit, and it's just wonderful to have him here. We'll chat a little bit about what he's been up to. He is also our technical director, full disclosure, but a terrific musician in his own right, and I'm so glad he's here. Robert.
Said farewell to my demons on a highway in the mountains. Said hello to all that sunshine on my way home. And I swear that I could hear 1,000 ghosts singing. For the first time I could hear the bells when the morning comes. Give me my boom, low, oh, when I was given my boom, oh, met my love in a valley that was full of them dark clouds. Yeah, so dense that we could not breathe. And she wanted, oh, so badly, oh, to see the ocean. When the air would clear, that girl would float so far away from me. When I was given my boom. When I was given my boom. I was given my boon,
oh. Several conclusions, and Robert Gray, here, tell me about that song.
That song's called My Boon. It's on the upcoming album Croatoa that's in the works right now. You can actually find that at several conclusions. I'm sort of building it as the songs come out instead of doing kind of an official release. It just keeps getting a new song once they're finished. But that song was actually kind of written about, time moving along, getting older. And one thing that I really love is the mountains and a place where I like to clear my head and So it kind of came from there.
That's a really fine song.
Thank you.
I like. How long has that song been around?
Probably maybe a little less than a year.
Yeah, it's a really good song, and it's clearly your own. But you're a pretty one of the things I've grown to really like about you is your taste in music, which is very broad, but I know you have a real affinity for genuine, authentic lyrics and playing, Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, Woody Guthrie, and other names not as familiar.
Definitely my favorites there.
That song is in the same vein as what you hear, coming out of voices like that. When did you start playing guitar? Do you remember?
I wanted to play an instrument, and my parents talked to me about it, and we broke it down to two. I said I wanted to play a saxophone and or a guitar, so we went and looked at the price of a saxophone, and my parents were like, oh, guess we're getting you a guitar, which was great. I don't know what I'd be doing today. Happened I was playing the saxophone. But yeah, about 7 years old, and you know, started with lessons and stuff from there, and practicing a lot.
Wow, you must have known a guitar player, or no? Did your dad play, or?
No, I always really enjoyed music. I mean, definitely as a kid, I had lots of records, and I just loved listening to music, and I just wanted to be able. I mean, especially as a kid, I was like, it would be great just to be able to play along with some of the songs that I enjoy.
Yeah, that simple joy. I think about some of the things I remember as a kid. This is a silly one, but I remember having a calculator, my first calculator. You know, it's like, wow, I can press this button that says 4, and a little 4 comes up on the screen, and I made that happen. You know, and it's like, today it doesn't nearly... Not only doesn't it seem that exciting, it's not exciting.
Well, it's those small things, you know, that's what you remember.
Yeah, but the idea of, I can remember sitting at a piano, you know, the idea that, oh boy, if I play these in this order, it's going to sound this way. Now, did you write a song early in life too?
I remember thinking that it was such a hard thing to write a song when I was little. So, you know, how do people come up with all these lyrics, and like, you know, how does someone figure out how to write a song about something? So I remember, I think I was like eight or nine, and I decided to write a song about circles and squares. And it didn't really say much more than something about circles and squares, but it was more the fact that I was really happy that I had put words with music.
You could have pitched it to Sesame Street, you know, or the Electric Company. You just made me think, you know, my mom taught me piano as a kid, but when I was growing up and about that same age, I would make up songs in my head all the time, and they would be about things around me, you know, and I delivered newspapers, and, you know, I would make up songs about the houses I was delivering newspapers to, and... I still remember some of those songs. I'm not going to ask you to sing it, but you probably still remember the circle and square song, I would imagine, or parts of it.
Maybe. Definitely a long time ago.
Well, let's take a listen to something else. We'll catch up a little bit more. If you're just tuning in, Several Conclusions is how you can find Robert at severalconclusions.com. It's a neat website to look at. Robert Gray, solo on guitar here this morning. What's next?
This next one is called Dark Days, and it's also on the upcoming album. But the rain was pouring down. There's a long road to go, and the ghosts, they all know how to find home again. And the days are dark, and the roads are long, and the stories lead back where you've been. Every day that we die, there's an angel that flies, oh, to find home again. And the Lord and the devil are playing cards with your soul. And the sweat from his brow says the Lord is tired. So the place that I am, I forever call home. Oh, I went home to find sunshine, but the rain was pouring down. There's a long road to go, and the ghosts, they all know how to find home again. And the days are dark,
back where you've been. Every day that we die, there's an angel that flies, oh, to find home again.
I was listening to the tone of your guitar during the first song as well as this one. And there's also the honored tradition of squeezing all those last notes out of it. You know, I can't read the head from here, but it looks, I think it's a different make than, what is it?
It's a Silver Creek.
I thought it was a different, I, or it, not a Martin or a Guild or Fender, what you often see. Tell me about Silver Creek.
I actually don't know, I don't know much about guitars, oddly enough. I've been playing for such a long time, but you know, every couple of years I try to upgrade or like find one that has sort of a different sound. And I went to the used store and I sat for probably about 2 hours tuning their guitars and playing them, and kind of asked the clerk what he thought might be the best guitar. And he's like, you know, don't go for the name brands. He's like, just go and play and listen and find one that sounds good to you. So I picked this thing up, and it was funny. I was looking for one with a pickup, but there's no pickup. It's a very simple guitar. And I just fell in love with the sound.
Yeah, it's nice. It sounds partly because it's you playing it, but it also sounds different than other guitars. There's kind of a resonance in it, and it looks like the action is a little lower, but I can't quite tell.
Yeah, it seemed to have like kind of a wider bridge and definitely a lower action, so that you know, it's easier for finger picking, and it's got this really warm tone. It's really easy to play is what I really like about it.
So one of the things I know about Robert that you don't know about Robert, unless you know him, is Robert spent a lot of time busking. I don't know if you're doing that too much these days, a little bit from time to time, but that takes a lot of courage to just go out and play for an audience of passers-by or assembled people. You know, the art of actually, if you don't know the term busking, it's, you know, being a sidewalk performer, you know, basically. And I know you love doing that. At least you seem to when I've seen you doing it.
Yeah, I mean, over the years playing, I've really enjoyed kind of playing in a setting where I'm not on a stage. I think it's nicer when people can choose to kind of pay attention instead of someone kind of making them pay attention to their music. And, I mean, I've always just had fun playing. So sometimes, you know, it's something to do that I really enjoy, just being outside around campfires or, you know, on a street corner. Just playing anywhere that I can for the pure love of just playing.
Yeah, it is nice, too, that I'm sure a lot of kind of accidental things happen if you're out there, whether it be somebody you meet who shares a love for a similar kind of music, or somebody who you end up playing together with or who sings as you play. It's one of the reasons, you know, I like SLB being live, because you don't exactly know what's going to happen. And I think that's one of the things when you're in that environment, it's a little less controlled than, all right, you're opening for so-and-so, you have four songs and these walls to play within. See ya.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it, is I'm really interested in kind of letting time like and life like introduce who you should be introduced to, and opening yourself up to those opportunities to let those chance encounters happen. And, you know, I've met some really great people, musicians and artists otherwise, who have, you know, from that become part of my life. And, you know, it's nice to open yourself up to those opportunities.
I want to talk a little bit about songwriting and you coming up, but let's hear another song, not necessarily one you've written, unless you want to play one. That's up to you. But what would you like to do next?
This next one's called Cold River. This one is on the album that I released last year called How We Pass. And Stephen Pellegrino actually plays accordion on the album for it. So whenever I play this in my head, I'm imagining that Steven Pellegrino standing next to me with that Cadillac of an accordion playing away. So this is Cold River.
Oh, she moves like a snake, waiting for the sound, for the wolves to come howling, tear her heavens down. And she's got no more coins to put in their eyes, to assure their safe travels down to the other side. Oh, it's a sad state of affairs when you reach in your pocket and there's nothing jangling there. When your pockets are turned out and the streetlights are your friends, then the shadows that find you only to make amends. That's when you know that the darkness is coming. Heart, that the end's coming soon. There's a snake in the river, no clouds can be found. And there's a little boy who's hoping that his father won't drown. And there's a light in the water, and one in the sky, and a place in the dirt where we all soon will lie. Oh, the river is flowing just as fast as she can, and she's baring her teeth, trying to understand.
Robert Gray, several conclusions at the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Bruce, who stopped in. Nice to see you here. A really quick check of the weather, because the day warrants it. but a quick one. Somewhere between 1 and 5 inches of additional accumulation on top of what was here on the 26th. More so if you're in Clarion, Grove City in Indiana, 3 to 5 inches possible. And more like 1 to 3 inches towards Pittsburgh and New Concord. High today near 32 degrees. And the snow is supposed to stop at 3 o'clock. Bruce, was it snowing outside when you came in a little bit? He's nodding his head, so I haven't been out for a while. Yes, weatherman. But was it, I should have asked you, was it snowing coming in?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah, it was really coming down at 5:15 or so when we left today. It was pouring snow. It was kind of neat, sort of like a
pretty out.
Yeah, it was very pretty out. It's prettier if you're inside looking at it through a window, but it was kind of pretty. Now, so the snow ends around 3 today, and then there's a little bit of a chance of less significant snow between 9 o'clock tonight and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And that is expected to only add maybe an inch or two. Low tonight, 25. High tomorrow, around 29. And currently, 27 in Clarion, 27 in Grove City, 30 in Indiana, 30 in Washington, 28 in New Concord, and a balmy 31 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Good morning to Ken. Thank you for your generous donation to SLB and your ongoing support and friendship. And if you'd like to follow suit during our year-end donor drive, it's as easy as going to slbradio.org, where you can make a contribution at any level you choose to. Thank you for doing that as we look to close up successfully. Now, whoa, look at that. Bruce came bearing an envelope. Thank you to Bruce. We're up to 202 donors now, so you can be 200. That would be a prime number, I'm almost certain. So if it's important for you to be a prime number, I think it is, this would be your time. I don't think the snow and the long weather forecasts are getting to me at all. I think I'm still focused at all. So, I've never asked you this. It's always fun, kind of, to interview somebody I know as well as I know you. But I say kind of because I want to be careful that it doesn't become inside, too inside, since we know one another. But I'm curious about your writing style, because I really don't know whether you're sort of jotting things down every now and then. How do you keep track of your thoughts, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, that's a pressing endeavor consistently. I don't know. It's interesting. Sometimes I do jot down songs. I think it's kind of amazing with the smartphone apps that are available that, you know, I can easily set the phone down, and if I happen to have a guitar, or even just sing something while I'm walking. But a lot of times I spend, I have a notebook that I'll write into, and I'll go through fits of just like writing, and it may not necessarily be for a song that has, a melody or anything to it. And then what happens is I kind of create a catalog and eventually go back through and kind of pick and piece things together if I don't have something specific that I feel like writing, and just kind of go back through all those fits of writing and pull stuff from it.
So that can be kindling to try to help ignite something maybe even very different than
definitely
the original notation indicated. Do you look at the music first or the lyrics, or are the two tightly bound such that you can't even distinguish?
Well, sometimes I'll have a melody in my head that I've been playing for a while and like figure it out in the chords, and then I'll go and find lyrics to place to it or write lyrics to it. And then it works the other way around. Sometimes I have words and I'll just write a melody around it. So it all depends on the situation.
Robert Gray is the voice you're hearing. Robert's our technical director. He's been with us, LB, for a while. He's also a tremendous performer who I don't think gets out enough, but that's just my opinion. Do you have anything scheduled?
No, not really. I mean, I tend not to play out all too much. I'm actually trying to put sort of a band together. So usually weekly we'll meet up and play songs together. And we do recordings from that. But I guess a lot of the emphasis has been put on just actual recording. And I mean, when I play out, it's mostly, you know, with friends around campfires and such, or at people's houses. Not so much in shows, but we're working on that.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, of course. I mean, you can find Robert on a porch near you.
Just, that's right.
Open your ears and listen. And I just always enjoy hearing you play,
well,
but I guess I could be showing up at porches more often, too. we live very close to one another. You can also learn more about Robert's music, pick up the CD, follow the new CD, which is Krakatoa.
Croatoa. Yep.
I got that wrong. I knew it was Croatian, kind of, and Krakatoa, kind of. It's the mixing of those two words. But you can follow the progress of it. A couple songs from it, I think, are already up online.
Yeah, you can find them severalconclusions.com. There's a tab called Music, and they'll have all the albums up there. And every time that I update a new song, Croatoa is located all the way at the bottom there. You can find it.
Excellent. Severalconclusions.com. Let's listen to another song of yours. What would you like to do next?
This one's called And Comes the Sun. It's about getting older. Like lovers in winter, held tight for the warmth. For memories, for comfort, for things that we love the most. And there's parts of ourselves that we can only be. We'll shed some of those over time out of necessity. Oh, the sun, oh, surely shine again. So go to sleep. Oh, and dream, my friends. Oh, some hate growing old, but for me, I can't wait. All them lessons I learned from my long list of mistakes. And Lord, give me gray hair, but don't take it away. Oh, and if you exist, I'll surely thank you one day. Oh, the sun, oh, surely shine again. So go to sleep, oh, and dream, my friends. Oh, now out on the road is where I feel I should be. But I've never felt comfort, oh, in humanity. Now it's not that I don't like people, but on a whole they just lack. Whatever happened to compassion? And give them the shirts off our backs. Oh, the sun, oh, surely shine again. So go to sleep, oh, and dream, my friend.
I'm not laughing at the song, but Robert knows. Hi, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
I know we invite. You're welcome to come in if you'd like. You are going to come. Oh, Robert, open the door. Robert's going to open the door, so you can come in this way. That's what that's all about. There's a young listener that is here. from the Kiske area, I'll bet, based on your dad's shirt. You can both sit right here. Let me... Robert, we're going to have to get somebody less strong to tighten down our mic stands. Going to have a talk with Andy or you know, it might have been Liz. Liz has been, you know, building up that torque lately.
Yeah. Working out.
I was just curious what your name is. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Nolan.
Hi. I'm glad you're here. Who's this with you? This guy? Who's that?
That's my dad.
Thanks for coming. I saw you looking in the glass, and I just thought you might like to see. This is Robert. My name's Larry. How old are you?
7.
And are you from the Kiske area?
Actually, the Highlands area, but...
Oh, Highlands.
Yes,
okay.
Valley, yes.
Yeah, what's not the Ali Kiske Valley. Very good. Do you play a musical instrument?
I play drums.
Ah, nice. Very good. Now, are you taking lessons?
Yes.
So what's a paradiddle? Let's see, it's right. You remember?
Right, left.
Yeah, right, left, right, right, left, right. How about a flam? Have you had to learn that?
Yeah.
What's a flam like? Yeah.
Nice.
And a 5-stroke roll? They're hard. You remember? Yeah, mama, dada, stop. Mama, dada, stop. At least that's how I... Can you tell that I learned all my rudiments? Are you playing on a real drum, or what do you have to play?
A real drum.
Awesome. That's really terrific. I didn't learn how to play drums till I was a lot older than you are. I was like 11 or 12. Where do you go to school?
Evansville High's Christian Academy.
So they... And you're taking lessons there?
No,
or?
I was taking lessons in Laura Brown.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. You're getting really great opportunity. Do you have any questions to ask this musician right here, who is a professional musician and plays and writes songs and does a good job? Anything you're curious about?
I don't know yet.
Well, that's fine. I'm not sure, you know, what I would ask him either. It's kind of interesting. Do you think it's hard to play the guitar and sing at the same time? I mean, we could ask him that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think? Do you ever sing while you play the drums?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I would think it would be hard to sing and play.
It takes a lot of practice, but I think drums might take more practice. Yeah. I always wish that I could learn how to play drums. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you really enjoy about playing drums?
Going on set.
Getting on a drum set.
Yeah, getting on
set. Do you know, I've only done that once in my life.
Really?
Even though I play, because I only played snare drum and timpani and band, you know, an orchestra, and I've only played on a drum set once, and I was always a little scared to do that, but it doesn't sound like you are at all. That's a lot of fun. What do you like about doing that?
Is this fun?
Yeah, I'll
bet. He's done a couple of shows already. He's done a talent show at his school, and he's done 2 drum rehearsals, recitals, in the Kiske area in Vandergrift at the theater. So he likes to get up on stage.
Very good. You've got a dad/agent. This is great. Well, why don't we listen to another song from Robert? What would you like to play next, Rob?
This next song is called Sally Ann, and it's on the last album, How We Pass.
Once again, this is Robert Gray. Look for him at severalconclusions.com.
Sally Ann, Sally Ann, how you slip right through my hands, and you slip right through the cracks now of this world. Sally Ann, Sally Ann, how I wish to take your hand. Now you're gone out from this world, forever gone. Dearest friend, how I hope we speak again to share them stories of all those roads and set us free. Dearest friend, how I hope we meet again so that your ghost will no longer haunt.
Robert Gray, pretty nice, huh? I'm glad you stopped in, and you can come back anytime. And you braved Route 28 to get here today and to make it here. Are you here to celebrate anything special today?
Or? Just felt like coming out off a Christmas vacation, so we came.
How nice, just the two of you.
Just the two of us.
Great. Have you been to the Children's Museum before?
We have, yes. But it's been a few years, huh?
Great. Well, I'm so glad you're here. And I don't know if you know this, but you were heard on 6 radio stations covering 15 Pennsylvania counties, as well as parts of Ohio and Maryland and West Virginia and all over the internet. And if you want, jot down an email address and we'll send you a little clip of your performance.
Sure.
You can just write it on the back of this. And since we're going to do that, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening? You never know. Who would you say hi to?
My friends.
Do you want to name any of them?
Sure. Noah.
Noah? And Noah goes to school with you?
Or no.
How do you know Noah?
It's been a long time, and I forget.
Well, that's but you're good friends.
Their moms are friends.
And I'm like that with friends, too. You forget how you actually met friends, you know, and how long you've known them, and it's like that all the time. So I have one more question. Your name is it Nolan, right? N-O-L-A-N, right?
N-O-L-A-N.
Got it. Very good. Well, we will send you a little clip of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And best wishes for a happy new year. Do you have anything you hope for the new year?
No.
How about I'm hoping for a nice happy new year, healthy one for everybody. Thanks for coming by, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.
Nice to meet you. Practice on the drums.
Thank you.
See, we were talking earlier about busking, and you never know who's going to come by, and there's an example of that. It's
right
kind of like playing right outside. You get a chance to do that, and Nolan did such a great job with his dad. See you, Nolan. And it looks like we have time for one or two more, your pick. I hope we're getting through everything.
I see how it is, Larry.
I hope we're trudging on through.
We got to make sure we beat the snow, right?
I do need to acknowledge an email here from Jim. God love you, Jim, from Crafton, who pointed out that 203 is not a prime number. 7 times 29 is 203. I was talking earlier about how you could be the... So if you're concerned about making a donation and not being divisible by any other number, it would be safe to make a contribution now and be the 203rd. I don't know when the next prime is coming up, and I'm afraid to predict it without all my concentration on it. Thanks, Jim.
Well, this I was thinking maybe I could close up with one of my favorite covers, St. James Infirmary.
Oh, you do that so well. Thank you. Thanks for doing this, too.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me. This is it's a blast.
We need to do this more often. Maybe even talking about some of these songs like the one you're about to play, just talking about the history of them.
Yeah. That's one thing. This song, I think, what was it, Louis Armstrong and like Cab Calloway that really made this famous, but that song is far older than that, and the history behind. It's pretty amazing. But
and it's been played by so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Here again, Robert Gray. Look for him at severalconclusions.com.
I went down St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there. She was laid out on a long white table, so cold, so white, so fair. Oh, I went up to see the doctor. Very low, he said. Oh, I went in to see my baby, and good God, she was lying there dead. Oh, 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 I went down. Down on the corner by the square, they were serving them drinks as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my right stood Joe McKennedy, his eyes were bloodshot red. Oh, he turned over. Oh, and these were the words he said. Let her go, God bless her. Oh, wherever she may be, she can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another man like me. Oh, 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 oh. When I die, oh, please do bury me. The box cut instead in hand. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so them boys will know I'm not standing back. Get six gamblers to carry my coffin, six chorus girls to sing me a song, put a jazz band on my tailgate to raise hell as we roll along. Oh, have another round of booze. Oh, if anyone should happen to ask you, you got the St. James Infirmary blues. Oh, 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 oh.
Robert Gray, thank you.
That's right.
Severalconclusions.com is where you can find him.
I've seen you tossing